Good morning, everyone. Ian Clayton here again. So good to be back after a break in January. Hope that you're all kind of excited about picking up Wisdom's Echo again. I want to talk about a scripture in Proverbs 13:12. It says this: hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Another version translation is hope deferred makes the heart sick, but longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And I want to talk a little bit about the desire and the hope that gets the desire and hope that we have, and the desires that are important for us to frame. I'm going to be doing a complete session of this in Nashville, Tennessee, when we go there this year, which is 2023, and looking forward to the fulfillment of all of this. But I want to talk about this way that hope fulfilled, or hope that comes through the desire, because hope is a power in itself that I found is very, very important for us to be able to anchor into the future with. If we don't have hopes of the future, we will end a very wishy-washy life and not necessarily really hit the mark that Yahweh is wanting us to engage and to become really as sons. And so hope itself, I believe, is an anchor, almost connected to the letter Vav, that is the hook, the thing that we peg into in the wall of our future to draw ourselves towards. I've always found for me that when I have things to look forward to, time seems to just go so much faster to those points. And I've always found that if I don't have a hope for the future, if I don't have a hope in something, reaching forward into something, then it becomes a very aimless life we lead. And I've talked so much about the physical human body coming into full fruit as a hallowed vessel, and coming into its adoption as a son, and coming into the fullness of being able to live forever. But part of this process is this issue of hope, and connected to hope is desire, intent, and faith. They all work together. Those four work together really as a tree of life. Sorry, as a ring of power that form a tree, and each of them really is a tree of supply. Hope, desire, faith, and intent are really trees of supply for you and I, if we are willing to walk towards them. And it's interesting, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desires that are fulfilled is a tree of life. And so I want to talk about this thing about the tree of life here for a minute. There are many, many trees of life, the word talks about in the book of Revelations, planted by the river of life, whose roots go down deep, and who cast forth their leaves, and the leaves of the healing of the nations. It doesn't say actually that desire itself is a tree of life. It says desire fulfilled. And if we don't hope, engaging with our desires to see our hope come to pass, and allow our desires to be the river of supply to the hope for the future, then again, our life becomes very humdrum and not exciting, with not much to look forward to. And I see this in the generation today, where, like, very, very plainly, where we don't really understand what this generation needs. And really what it needs is a hope and a blueprint and a reason to have an existence. I grew up in the charismatic movement. I call it the crazy costal system. And through the religious system that thing became in its own right, expecting Yeshua to come back in 2000. You know, I read the book by Barry Smith, The Late Great Planet Earth, when the Earth was supposed to finish in 1989. And, you know, all this stuff that is out there about Yeshua coming back, and not even the right framework for what even that means, other than rapture, which I don't believe in. But A lot of the things that are connected to our future are promises that are given to them that overcome. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in one of those arenas. And the way we overcome is not necessarily by by looking for the rapture, not looking for whatever, but actually being conformed into the image of the Son of God himself. And that is body, soul, and spirit, not just spirit, soul. And so I have a hope anchored in the future to be able to live forever where my body will completely regenerate itself, because no longer am I living from the supply of the chaos underneath the radiation of the sun's passage over my life and the numbering of my days. And I'm living my life out of the supply of the glory of my Father's household. And so for me, having a hope like this really sets an anchor, and it actually does enable you to walk past some trials in life. One of the things that I've always found with hope and desire is it's a powerhouse to motivate you to do things. If you really, really wanted to do something, actually you can do it. We say, like Paul says, the things that I don't want to do, I do, but the things that I don't want to do, I do. But I actually really want to do the things that I don't do. Sorry, I really want to do the things I don't want to do. And the reason I'm doing them is because I'm so busy looking at doing them, at not doing them, that I get caught by looking at doing them. And part of the process that we have as a son is realizing that there is a way for us as believers to anchor our desire into the hope that we have for the future. Now, if hope fulfilled if hope is waylaid and not fulfilled, but desire becomes the key power of hope to be a tree of life to the supply that is needed by hope, then we need to set our desires in the right way, in the right thing, to be able to do what we've got to do. It's really, you know, it's so often I've heard this flippant statement by believers, you know, I just so desire to be doing this, but actually they don't do it. It's moved from desire to want to. Also from want to I need to. When you get to I need to do this, to want to do it, to allow desire to birth, you're actually in a religious system and you won't do it anyway. And so for me, I have found that anchoring process so, so important, and allowing the desires to build for anticipating the future. If we don't anticipate the future and we don't see the milestones of our life kind of walk out, then it becomes really difficult in our believer's life to be motivated to see anything. You know, I said to my wife the other day that even if I die, I am going to die believing. When the word says that I've been ransomed, he, Yeshua, will ransom me from death. And that isn't just death as spirit, but as death, soul, and body. And if he has ransomed me, then my hope is set in engaging with the supply. So my faith then is not based around my faith. It's about the law of faith, where Paul says, this life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And so faith, hope, and desire all connected as an anchor, as trees for us, as I said at the very beginning. And so as desire grows in us, when desire fulfilled becomes a true life, let me tell you something. When you dream, dreaming is one of the most important aspects of allowing desire to birth seeds that can then be watered to grow into trees through faith that then anchors into the hope for the future. And then desire, as we go past the milestones of the desire, the desires become the tree, or become a tree of life, literally like the olive trees that stand beside the golden bowl, that fill the golden bowl. And for me, it's this process that we are all in to allow Yahweh to do what he's got to do with us. And I find it so interesting that so many people today just don't have a hope for the future. They have no desires. Their desire is to be successful, have a business, have a family, get old, retire, die. And I think, man, what a waste of a journey for our sojourn here on the face of the earth. You know, the only reason that man began to die the way that he did was, first of all, through the book of Genesis, where they lived to 900 years, and then a bit later on, Yahweh, through the corruption that it entered, creates this place for man to then be numbered through 120 days, 120 years. And so a lot of us just content with 120, but actually it's not to do with that. I think that as we allow desire to grow in us, it'll feed like a olive tree. It'll produce what it needs to inside our life. And then not only that, but then your desires can be shared. And then there becomes a multiplying aspect of it where we become trees of life planted by the river of life. The most important process for all of this is to have our roots going down deep into the river of life as we sit, stand as a tree and build towards what Yahweh is doing. And as we begin to measure what Yahweh is doing around us for that life, and we see it, it certainly becomes a hope that lays a foundation for us to function properly. And within that hope, it then lays the foundation for Yahweh to do what he has to do with us. As we walk through desire, intent, faith, and hope, as we engage with these four faces, this ring of power that Yahweh has given us, and we allow desire, it's going to become a river to us. Not only that, but as trees planted by the stream of life, who the word says, who cast forth their leaves, and their leaves are for the healing of the nation. Are you aware that the desires you have the capacity to actually reach out into a nation? You know, we are, I believe, as a tribe of people on the face of the earth, when we've called ourselves for another name, the 13th tribe, but we are moving into the place of a new heaven and new earth. We've just moved into Goshen. And what I believe is that as trees of life planted by the river, that as we plant in this stream, in the river that Yahweh's got us in, and as we anchor into Goshen, that there is going to come a supply of the river of Yahweh, where we will be able to then take what we have learned and add it to the water that runs out from our Father's presence, which will bring healing to the nations. And it's this part of our life that becomes important. It's not just about you doing something by yourself any longer, although that is important as well, but it's actually about us as believers reaching in and stretching in so that together we may accomplish all that is needed, that Yahweh can do then what he has to do through us. It's a process. Please don't get me wrong. This isn't just something you can jump on the bus with and go, oh, I heard this today, and then tomorrow completely believe what Yahweh is doing. It's a journey, and it's a process that we all have to walk through. You can't avoid process. You can't avoid doing the work. It's not just something that through grace you can receive, but your reward won't be as much as that which has walked the journey out. And it's just important for us to walk this stuff out, not just sit there doing what we've been doing. You know, I make the statement, if we do what we've always done, we will always get what we've always got. And I think that so many of us are still getting what we've always got because we're still doing the same things, and we have to change. There is a necessity now for us to begin to grow together as a community, to begin to be able to supply to those that are around you, to be able to engage with a community on the face of the earth that is walking in the same direction. And I am really excited about it. Looking forward to the day when we are gathering together face to face through this year's conferences. Looking forward to sharing breath with you all. Looking forward to doing what Yahweh is doing with us, and very, very excited about it. I hope you are blessed by this. This is Ian Clayton signing off. Shalom.